Warning, you're about to access explicit content. Please proceed with caution.
It's time for the news.
Hey, Ripley! The replicator's only making Bud Light again. I think it's still bro... not again.
You guys seem to really have a thing for the lower fourth dimension, I'm going to go out on a limb and say.
That was probably our dumbass droid plugging in the wrong dimensional coordinates again.
The toolkit's under the shit... Arr, hey, Brent, how's it going?
nice recovery there. Welcome back, gentlemen. I guess since you cats are already here again, just showing up as you do, why don't we kick off the year right? The year of our Lord 2020 floor. I got Flora on the brain. Do you like that? 2020 Flora, it's his year. It's his fucking year. But yeah, we got a collaboration going. Let's do it since you're here in the, like I said, in Flora's year, if he's okay with it.
I'll allow it.
For everyone's information, Joba spilled Bud Light on the console.
There's only room for one gorgeous wisecracking robot in this now tightly packed part of the multiverse.
That's what she said.
All right, break it up. Let's dive in some articles, shall we?
It's time for the hyperspace headlines.
Oh, these are some waters that we wade into quite often. Is that not right, Mr. DeFlora? I heard you Kerner, earlier.
Did you say we in wading waters? Is that what?
I wee in every water. You know, I don't like being cold. I warm them up as much as possible.
Smart.
Especially at this time of year.
That ain't no lie. Shrinkage is a problem.
Man.
The water was cold, Jerry.
All right, so I guess you guys pull up one of two of your articles, and then me and Ripley can pull up one of two, and we'll just go back and forth.
Right, that sounds good, and we're going to kick it off. I'm going to let David take this one because it's his favorite Han out there of the Goldie variety. Our first article comes from the Huffington Post. Mr. Floor, if you will hit him with some E.T. goodness and all the fingering that went on with this.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Ripley, just continue. I'm sorry.
Was this the one you picked also?
No. We just covered this one. I have a feeling.
Oh, shit. Do you want to?
No.
We can skip it. We can do something else. I can just sing for like 20 minutes. I got that going on.
Joba dines in sloppy seconds, so don't worry about it.
It's true. It's not a false statement. So
well, speaking
continue.
Of sloppy seconds, Flory, tell us about Goldie Hawn.
Hi. I'm the sloppiest second. So Goldie Hawn says an ET touched her, and it felt like a finger of God.
Oh, man.
Now, how one... knows what the finger of God feels like to begin with, you know, that's debatable, but Goldie Hawn apparently does.
It's like Megan Fox's toe thumbs, probably very similar.
Oh man, jeez. She's got those hammer bastards ready to go.
There's palmistry that calls that murderer's thumb.
Ooh.
Take that how you will.
I would let her take a swipe at it with me. I don't know. I'm ready.
Hey, let's make it happen, Captain.
I guess Goldie Hawn's going a little overboard here, but she's saying that,
I like that
she had been dancing outside because when you're that rich, that's just what you get to do.
Right. Did she have writing all over her body as she was in a bikini dancing? You remember that?
What was that? Oh, Laugh-In?
Laugh-In, yeah.
Jeez.
Good recollection.
Good job, Brent.
She's working on her laughing shtick. Keep going.
Anytime I do that, Ripley's like, what are you talking about?
The neighbors turn the hose on you.
Yeah.
So she was dancing and then decided to take a nap. This is what the article says. In a fellow dancer's car. Now, it hasn't said anything about drugs.
I'm no expert,
But, anyway.
You want to go out in the desert and just dance, Goldie? Just get in our gremlin and dance for a little while?
Oh, my God. Gremlin.
She didn't get much sleep, apparently, because there was a high-pitched sound in her ear. Not from drugs or anything.
And not in her rear. Her ear,
not
in her rear.
Not yet. High, high frequency, she said. And when she looked out the window, she saw two or three triangular-shaped heads. Right,
so
she's
on
been
me.
Transported to Resident Evil, and she said they were silver in color, had a slash for a mouth, and a tiny little nose, and no ears.
Hopkinsville goblin sounding, except for the triangle heads.
This is right up my alley, man. This is the stuff that you know, I put on my incognito window.
I think he was calm down a little bit. I think it was right up her alley right now. But keep going, sir. Sorry about that.
It's getting there. It's getting there. What, so, what would you guys do if that happened? Like directly after that, maybe the next day. Let's say, what would you guys do?
I'd say next time serve me two fingers, because you know I want to continue to work that good magic until I'm finally nice and ready for the Spocker.
Realistically, you know, you probably go like, that didn't fucking happen, right? Or you tell people and see how you judge if you keep telling it by their reaction. I don't know.
Well, yeah. Ms. Hahn went to an astrophysicist from the University of Champaign, Illinois.
See, that's why I need to be rich. I need to just be like, hey, bring me an astrophysicist.
Bring me an astrophysicist, please.
So this story is so
fucking
written.
Weird. Yeah. Because he did what every astrophysicist does.
It was kind of like regression therapy, she said. Yeah. Like, there's some points between that A and B, I feel like, that we need to hit in there. You don't just talk to an astrophysicist and then all of a sudden you're doing regression therapy, right? There's got to be something going on. Maybe
I'm counting back from seven and you're going to be in a deep.
She said she was almost in a trance.
Deep trance. And then that was the first time anyone ever made me squirt. And all he said was, and they left. It was so weird.
I mean, good Lord, where was Kurt? Where was Kurt during all this? Was he still overboard?
Man. Yeah, this is way before overboard, I think.
He was escaping L.A.
Yeah, he was escaping L.A. There you go. Yeah.
Nice. Wait, was he the one that saw the Phoenix lights?
Yeah, he was flying his plane, right? He was flying his plane.
That's what I was going to say. They're twofer on this. He was the civilian pilot who was like, there's some shit in the sky, and I want you guys to know, because last time I was here, I fingered my non-wife. We've been together for like 60 years, but she's my non-wife, and it was the finger of God, so I need your help here. But yeah, David, what did he say, though? She said that it was like...
She said she was almost in a trance, which I feel like was probably... It's not that far off to think that if she's listening to an astrophysicist go on and on, she probably got there pretty quickly.
We've done a lot of shows with a physicist that we're not going to name right now, but he does another show, and he's kind of mad. it's Chris Cogswell. I'm just teasing. And I fall asleep all the time when he's talking, so it's fine.
I don't. He's like, that's like riding a bull, man. You got to like stay on as long as you can to try and figure out what he's going for. Anyways, she said she suddenly remembered something. They touched her face. And she said it felt like the finger of God.
Yeah.
Sensual seduction.
And was the most benevolent, loving feeling. This was powerful. It was filled with light.
Man, I felt bad about Jada Pinkett Smith talking behind Will's back. I can't imagine how Kurt feels. Jesus. My Lord.
Oh, my God.
Oh, thank you, Gleep Glop. You are my only true love.
She is so close. So close to telling us to raise our frequencies.
Yeah, yeah.
Get our vibrations in order.
And then she's like, and then it never happened again. Nothing else in my life. No. So
she said it paralyzed her. It. And that's all she said, but it wasn't her only paranormal experience. She said, there was a dream.
I thought it was. I was skipping ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know if this is, I don't know if it's connected or not, but she had a dream in London of seeing six lights come up on some little mountains up across the valley. She was literally asleep in Kurt Russell's plane for the Phoenix lights. Kind of woke up groggy. She thought she was in London. Nope, Phoenix.
My gosh. She's getting all hot and heavy. It's happening again. Up on the window pane.
And then she ran into a mysterious heart-shaped crop circle in this dream. So she said, I don't want to know everything. We cut ourselves off from a lot of things if we're continuing to deny something that we have no proof of over.
If you build it, I will come. So
Ripley, quick question for Ripley. How many triangle-headed beings have fingered you?
You know, there's certain things that we just don't ask about or talk about on the show, but about five, maybe.
It's like asking a lady her age.
I don't kiss and tell, but I finger the shit out of things and hire the Pepsi Skyrider. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh my goodness gracious. Well, I can tell you firsthand, I know how many he's had. So, but again, we just don't talk about it because we don't like talking about the things we do when we're not, you know, on air with each other. So anyways, just kidding.
So there you have it. Huffington Post, Goldie Hawn, the finger, a benevolent finger, like the finger of God.
Oh my gosh. Well, hey, second time's a charm. I guess I know technically third time's a charm. Second time, though, we hit that one at home even better, I will say. That's much better commentary than the first go-round. I'd say, man, good time.
I get excited when someone's getting fingered by aliens. That's just
exciting.
That's how I live my life.
Man. Ripley, that's hilarious. I love that they picked that one. It's so great. All right.
It was relatively new, so all right. I'm ready. My loins are girded for your first story.
I'm excited to hear. I don't know. Do you want me to go? Do you want Ripley? Do you want to go next?
I'll go ahead and take it.
Yes.
All right. Well, you know, I'm going to set the stage low, and we're just going to go straight to the shitter here. So this article comes to you from the AP News. It actually just dropped today, so brand new. Hopefully you guys haven't seen this yet, but it comes to us from Orlando, Florida, where all great and wonderful things that we love to talk about on the show come from. I guess it'd probably be more so Jacksonville, but I'm sure Orlando has its share.
Give or take the coordinates.
So the name of this article is Exploding Toilet at a Dunkin' Store in Florida Left a Customer Filthy and Injured, lawsuit claims.
This is why I chose three articles, because I knew one of them would get snagged.
So a customer filed. Oh, go ahead.
No. Continue. I was going to say, I want to hear more about this. Let's go.
A customer has filed a negligence lawsuit against Dunkin', claiming that he was injured by an exploding toilet at one of the coffee chain's locations in Central Florida. Paul Kerouac is seeking more than $100,000 in a lawsuit filed on Wednesday in a state court in Orlando, claiming he suffered severe and long-term injuries following the explosion of a toilet in a men's Dunkin' location in Winter Park, Florida, a year ago. Severe and long-term injury. How the fuck does that happen?
Wow.
Like, did he
get... I expect this kind of treatment from Krispy Kreme, but over my dead body in a Dunkin'. I'll have you know that right now.
Does it always have to happen in a... does it always have to happen in a men's room? Come on, ladies. Step up your game.
The best things happen in a men's room.
America's got the runs in Dunkin'.
America runs in Dunkin'.
Dropping the munchkins off at the pool, it sounds like.
Time to make the donuts.
Can you imagine some of the shrapnel blasts that could have possibly... Oh, my gosh. Can't even imagine. Jeez, Louise.
Whew. What toilets do you think are worse, coffee house toilets or Taco Bell?
Taco Bell. I don't even have to think about that one. I can't imagine.
I mean, how bad is your constitution that you can't even make it out of the Taco Bell before you have explosive diarrhea? I don't know.
The longest time, it was either a number 10 or a number 12 that was literally 12 crunchy tacos. I remember that was a staple when I was a little fat fuck, which I guess I kind of still am. But I would go there, and I'll tell you what, I had to rush home to, you take the Cosby kids to the pool because, man, I guess I can't say that anymore these days, but this is why we have monikers.
I feel like he put that back on the table, though.
He did. Like, he did. That's the only reason why I used it. Just to be clear, that's the only reason why it got used. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Oh, man. What a shitty story, Ripley.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you on that. What are those like horrible... What if you could, if you take a shit and you have everlasting issues, that's a hell of an ordeal. If it really happened, that's crazy.
Right. I mean, I understand if you eat feces and you get one of the hepatitises. Okay. Yeah. Maybe you have.
Yeah. You understand that. You understand that.
Typhoid Barry over here.
Oh my god. Jeez, Louise.
So the article continues on. After the explosion left Kerouac, and I want to know what they define as explosion. Like, is it just literally just shit flying out of the toilet like you'd see in a comedy or, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say it's like that scene in, what was that, Not Another Teen Movie?
Which my gosh.
Nasty.
It was a prequel. There was one that was a prequel to Dumb and Dumber. It was Dumb and Dumberer. And the guy gets in the bathroom. Yeah. He has a melted chocolate bar in his pants, and he's like feeling all over the walls. And then I remember who's the guy from Full House, the main guy who unfortunately did just pass
away. Bob Saget.
Bob Saget opens the door, and he's looking all over, and he just keeps repeating, "There's shit everywhere. There's shit on the walls." And he looks on the ceiling. That was one of my, I'll be honest, that was a pretty good, like, B-listed movie, I'll say.
Sometimes you miss.
Sometimes you miss.
I've seen fucking places like there. You go in, you go, what happened?
Yeah.
Like, what is your problem?
Man.
Yeah. How do you get shit on the outside of the toilet? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Flora stayed at my house once, and that's it.
Once. It only takes one time, gentlemen.
He walked out of the bathroom and he went, I missed. What? Man. I missed, buddy. Sorry.
It was, speaking of what it was like, I'm guessing like an A10 warthog, and it raises you off of the seat. That's how it gets out.
And interestingly, it made the same sound. You know, it's just like, what was that? It's like did someone just take out a tank? What is going on?
It's like the Genesis project from Search for Spock, but it didn't create life, it destroyed.
Yeah. And Flora actually shits red mercury, so it's perfect. Or whatever that red shit was.
Get it right, Brent. God damn it. God. You're surrounded by nerds.
I was testing you all.
Do you guys ever see a Tom Cruise on one of those water hoverboard things?
Oh, no. Oh my god! One of those that like blast up, like it's like you have rocket boots on and you're like flailing in the air. Yeah,
exactly.
It's, it's coming out like in South Park. This one was 17 corks, so we're in for a treat.
Oh my god!
Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
That's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation, too. So you can, learn how to speak.
And our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years. And there's over 25 different languages that you can learn. And people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you get speech recognition and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient. And you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value. And you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool.
I have to go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you a thousand times, and it's always now. Right now, get started. For a very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rashate, you're 50% off. Rashate. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I feel like this one went straight into our next one, because this happened in where at was it again?
It was in Orlando. So
Orlando.
There's a little bit more that I do want to address because it
is. Oh, cool. Please. I was just letting you know it's perfect. This is the perfect setup because we're going to give you a 1-2 punch of Florida. So it's perfect.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. All right, so after the explosion left Kerouac covered in human feces, urine, and debris, naturally, he walked out of the men's room seeking help from workers and the store manager, according to the lawsuit. An employee told him that they were aware of, quote, the problem with the toilet, unquote, since there had been previous incidences.
Oh, my God.
The lawsuit says, without diving into further detail.
He straight looks like that dude from fucking RoboCop when they got slammed into the toxic waste and his shit's just like flailing off of him. Help me! Help me! And everyone's going, don't fucking touch me! Don't fucking touch me!
Part of that movie gave me nightmares when I was growing up. When I was little and I was watching all the oldies and classics with my dad, like the greats of the sci-fi.
He said oldies and classics, well, David. Oldies and classics.
I'm a millennial, okay? I can't help myself. At least I'm not a Gen Z, okay? But it was wild just because, like, I remember just being fucking terrified. Like, I was scared to touch anything that wasn't either soda or like milk for the longest time. So I was like, what if my hand fucking melts like that dude's face?
No shit, right?
Oh my God. So wild.
Oh man. How much did you say he was suing for?
Over $100,000.
I hope he gets it.
That's not an amount that is like laughed out of court. You know, that's doable.
No, I am not. If you said I'm going to spray shit all over you, I would start the bidding above $100,000.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at least he's going to walk away with a payout and a story, though. So you got to think it's a double win-win.
That's true.
I mean,
I got it. Hey, you want to hear my story?
Yeah. It's some shit. Listen, we know Armstrong, you walked on the moon, but listen to what happened in this Dunkin' Donuts.
I had double barrel dysentery and I screwed over the system. It was perfect. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Double barrel dysentery.
That's crazy.
What happened in Florida next? I want to know.
Oh, man. So I got to tell you, it happened in Florida, but it wasn't Florida, man. But man arrested after allegedly molesting a manatee statue at a Florida restaurant.
Man, hey.
And it's a man from Pittsburgh went to the land of Oplenty, a.k.a. Florida, and he's facing disorderly conduct charges for molesting said manatee at St. Petersburg restaurant. Oh, and he tossed gator nuggets into the establishment from the parking lot. This guy, Anthony Lessa, L-E-S-S-A, he was 23. He was arrested last week. Now, this came out like a month ago, so
okay,
not too long ago, but it was in December. For alleged incidents which happened on two separate businesses all on the same night, because you don't mess around.
No.
So they arrived at the scene from getting a call from Rick's Reef's restaurant in wow. St. Petersburg.
Mouthful.
There was someone it's a Rick's
much Reef. Less cool than Reefer Rick's.
Oh yeah.
Reefer Rick's. Yeah. That seems like a missed opportunity.
Yeah, better than that or Queefer Sutherland. I don't know. Continue.
That's fuck, man. Now he's taking my fucking roller derby names. So I gotta go with Helena Bangham Harder now or something. I don't know. Anyway, they said he was intoxicated, causing disturbance. He got angry after the restaurant employees told him to leave, as you do. So he went outside and molested, and they use that in air quotes. I'm doing air quotes. They put in quotes, a plastic manatee.
Jesus.
Then starts chucking gator bites, which he had in his fucking pocket, I guess, all of like Napoleon Dynamite with his taunt. And, deep fried pieces of alligator meat through the dining room, because here in Florida, everything's open, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I mean, wow.
You know, then he got in trouble. He left and, you know, went to his hotel, caused a ruckus there and was kicked out of the hotel.
Oh, my God.
And they tried to like keep it down and they tried to like take him to his room. And he's like, oh, how dare you?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, as much as I want to harp on this guy's mannerisms and, you know, social graces being and how what they were. But like, I'll tell you. If something even kind of looks like it resembles a boob, I'm probably already like going to town, you know.
Is that a boob? No, it's a fucking plastic manatee, you fucking freak.
Now you know why we have mermaid tails. This is what sailors were doing.
Had me my gator bats. I'm going in, Ronnie.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I was going to say, isn't it like a statistical fact that like that dolphins molest people sometimes in the women,
especially if they're masturbating, menstruating.
Oh, I was gonna Jesus say, Christ! Man, we're going to all kinds of holes here, literally and
paging. Paging Dr. Freud. Yeah, they do, and so they'll tell you like if you're like on your period or anything, you can't go swim with the dolphins because they'll be like, again, take it. You know,
I mean, that's probably the first thing a woman wants to do when she's on her period is to go swim with some dolphins. I mean, gotta say
which.
Stacy, how was your lifelong dream of sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, which is ironic because everybody knows what an angry dolphin is.
Oh, jeez.
Laces out.
I said, Stacy, how was your lifelong dream of swimming with the dolphins? I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk. Why are you shaking?
Well, we're just not allowed in SeaWorld anymore, okay? We're going to go to Skateway next time, okay? Jeez.
So this guy smelled like alcohol and his pupils were fully dilated, even though it was in bright area. So there you have it.
Interesting.
Your takeaway. If you go to Florida, dodge the gator bites and don't look like a manatee.
My Lord, my Lord. I'm telling you, man, if I ever relocate to, if me and Ripley, you know, ever retire from our antimatter minute dimension travels and we do decide to take the swirl somewhere nice and cozy. You know, 10 out of 10, we're probably going to go somewhere in fucking
I gotta
Florida.
Tell you, I got to tell you, someone else in Florida took the swirl and did not enjoy it. And he's got a lawsuit brewing.
That's true. So. That is true. I wonder how much Zero Frux would like cleaning up after that, Ripley. Man.
Probably not his most favorite task, but then again, he's been into your sleeping chamber, so I'm sure you've seen worse.
That's true. Can't lie. He's you know. What is it Star-Lord said? What is it Star-Lord said? Light it up.
Speaking of Jackson Pollock.
Pollock. Yes. Oh, man. Well, I love that we've got this this progression going from story to story to story because it's all feeding into the next thing.
Numero Quattro, right? Yeah.
Numero Quattro, this guy was obviously on some kind of crazy cuckoo for corn puff.
Colorado man named David Flora.
Finally, my time has come.
Well, we're
suited up.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. We're going on to another story of a crazy, whacked out person, most likely, that would soon be on drugs, so to speak. So, and this person isn't actually a person of age. So yeah, let me dissect a little bit. Ooh. So coming at you at Kiro 7, is this news article. It's some sort of, I've never used this one before, but the headline reads, child at Auburn school finds jar of cocaine on the playground, taste powder. By Kiro 7 News staff.
Wonder what this is.
And this was on my...
Not going to stop running.
Yeah, right? Jeez, I would have said Chris Farley's kid out here. I don't know. But, I mean, so this was on December 12th, actually on my birthday, so it's quite endearing to read. But Auburn, Washington, a jar of cocaine was found on a playground by a student at an Auburn elementary school last week, according to a letter sent...
A jar of cocaine?
I'm using jars now, boys.
Son of a bitch in and retire.
I mean, isn't like a gram hard to come by? I mean, Jesus.
I mean, I just like how I got so much fucking cocaine, I got to put it in my fucking mason jar. What kind of granny's canning that shit?
Like, you got a little bit of that. Get a little bit of that 8-ball. No, I mean, I have the whole 8-ball. It's in a jar. It's right here.
I've got a whole pool table right here. Said
she wants you to have it.
Don't put it in one of those baking jars. That could lead to some really weird cookies.
Yeah. Hand me some of that.
This
shit
year's bake sale was a success.
Man. So, man, this Nancy brought in her cookies, and somehow we got influx, like 20 more students coming in. They're coming in from all over other counties. I don't know what's going on, man.
No shit. How old was this kid who found the jar, though?
I'm going to keep reading, honestly. I've only read the headline.
No, sorry, yeah.
So, according to the letter sent out to families and students at Evergreen Heights Elementary, the student found the powder in a glass jar and tasted the contents. Testing done by the Auburn Police Department determined the powder was, in fact, cocaine. The child was okay. I'm sure he was more than okay. But it's unclear how the jar got there in the first place.
I mean, you got to be – if those cops, they're worried it could be like – anthrax or any their rat poison, or I mean, I don't know what you keep in jars as powder, you know, but you know, Billy's, my tongue's numb or whatever. That's like Novocaine's what they use for numbing, so it's got, you know,
I kept reading. I actually don't see an age, so this would be actually a good deep dive to try and see and find out a little more information. But I love the last quip here. It's funny. It says, we bring this to your attention because it is a great time to remind your students they should never eat, drink, or inhale something unless it comes from a trusted adult, the letter reads. I trust my uncles, but I'm not going to, like, sniff anything.
You want to be a fucking dork.
Yeah, right? Come on. All the kids are doing it. You're only cool. What is it? What does he say on Billy Madison? You're only cool if you pee your pants.
Yeah, if peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis.
I bet it was that damn. Yeah,
he's just like, he's like, I found this jar, and they're like, taste it. He's like, I'm not gonna do it. And someone just goes, bruh.
Taste
it. And he goes, well, you convinced me. You know, like, come on, man.
Oh my god.
I find jars full of powder all the time and I never taste it. I'm missing out on all sorts of things. I can't think of a time I've ever found a jar full of anything.
And been like put it in my mouth,
unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. That's the weird thing. I mean, I ate a lot of weird shit as a kid. I had like snails, I remember I ate sand and all kinds of stuff, but I'm glad I had some parental supervision near me that were like, okay, he's just eating insects. No hard drugs.
What if it's all like
we draw the line?
It's in France. It's okay.
Somebody just poured out a bunch of pixie sticks in this. It could be. You guys don't know.
Yeah, no shit.
The letter reads, last bit is drugs are a community problem and it takes the entire community to keep kids safe. In the wake of the incident, teachers were told to talk students about what to do if they see anything that makes them uncomfortable and to share how to report the concern to a trusted adult. I think they need to expound a little bit more on a trusted adult because they're not doing a very hot job right now. So,
meanwhile, Janitor Carl is like, where the fuck is my jar of cocaine? Motherfucker, I can't find it.
I've been taught that if you see something, do cocaine.
Don't say
anything. See something, say something. Can I have one of those please lines, whatever that is?
Oh, man, that kid was smart. He would have learned how to hustle on the streets at a young age. And if he's lucky, he might still have some of that stuff left over junior high. So, I mean, just depending on how good he is at holding his stash, you know? He's running the playground, guys. He's running the playground.
Yeah, no shit. No shit. He's just that dumb kid that'll eat anything. They're like, do it. He does, and all of a sudden they're like running in circles and punching people. What the fuck? That's hot. It's magic powder, everyone. Try it.
Man. Oh, and she starts going out every night, you know, just causing tons and tons of headaches for his parents, starts listening to EDM music, just takes a horrible turn for the worst. Man, my gosh.
He starts listening to ska, and then immediately regrets it.
Hey, man, I have a massive, Big D in the kids table and less than Jake fan. So I can't lie.
I have not thought of the band Less Than Jake since the first time I probably heard the band Less Than Jake.
Oh my God, I literally.
It's like crazy. Like you just like broke up in a core memory or something. Oh, that was crazy to me.
I've probably seen them like four or five times. I was a hardcore fan of theirs from like Warped Tour to going to see them solo at different shows. Oh my gosh. Ripley will talk your ear off about how much I'm obsessed with certain like punk groups. I probably get really annoying after a while.
No, you'll talk everybody's ear off about how much you love certain groups.
Yeah.
But I don't need to do any talking.
Yeah, it's very true. Very true. He's like, shut the fuck up. I want to listen. Come on, Joba.
Flora's more likely to tell you about all the groups he hates, but they're mainly people. So I don't want to get into that on this. No, I'm joking. Poor Flora.
We've gone over some acts that we dislike. We went over some in our New Year's recap. We kind of wasn't really a musical act, but we definitely harped on Amy Schumer pretty hard. So you can say that. But I think everyone's
Amy Schumer. I
think everyone's probably feeling similar with that. So anywho, well, those are all the four articles. But I will say I do have some runner-up articles that I could throw out here. I don't know if you guys.
Yeah, throw us one. I'm ready.
Oh, man.
The ones that didn't make the Cocaine Child.
That one just had to make the cut. It was a really good. Me and Ripley were just talking about this this news.
I like you use the word cut like it's a pun. You know, that cocaine wasn't cut. That's why it was in a jar. They hadn't even stepped on it yet.
Man, we didn't even go into the rabbit hole about if it was possibly laced with anything, but we're not going to go there. So
laced with Tang. That's why they get the kids. Come on, kids. Sharkleberry Finn's fantastic if you snorted. You know, like,
man, you get through any math assignment if you get to hit some of this shit.
Oh yeah, the kid's the one running through the fucking wall.
Well, this source was called Oddity Central, and I've definitely saved it for future episodes to pull from. But it's you might have heard from this coming from the whole sci-fi zeitgeist and all the different things we talk about. One of the major franchises, of course, Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
This took place in Chile. So this is Star.
You've heard of Star Wars. This takes place in Chile.
Yeah, right.
I don't know why that was like.
It's right. It's
a long time ago.
Right across
in a country.
Right across from Jakku.
Yeah, if you took Tatooine and combined it with Mustafar, sprinkled a little Dagobah, maybe. Yeah.
You just don't understand.
You don't get it, man.
Just don't get it. So, Star Wars owner sues small Chilean car wash for plagiarism. So I guess the thing here was there was it's called Star Wash, which it's actually, you know, it's kind of adorable. It shows like a little mom and pop sort of like car wash, and it's Star Wash. It even has like the logo, and I'm pretty sure that's probably what tipped
May
them
the
over
wax
the edge.
Be with you.
I can only imagine some of the innuendos you could come up with.
Yeah.
Oh, but how sad is that, man? I'm like, come on. Do you not make enough money as a giant sci-fi behemoth that you have to? I mean, come on, George Lucas. You got toys for days. Get the hell out of here.
Well, I mean, but now you can take it out on Disney because now the newest member of your podcast is Steamboat Willie. You know, Mickey is now in the public domain.
This is true.
So you can just go to
this. This is true.
Yeah.
So wild.
Oh, hey, where'd you get that cocaine in the jar, kid?
Oh, boy. He's got.
Oh boy, that's almost as wide as my clothes.
You guys ever go to Manatee in St. Petersburg? Huh?
That shit's probably stepped on, you loser.
You know they're coming out with a horror movie based on Steam.
It's already out. It came out. Yeah,
it's called like Steamboat Killy or something.
It's called opportunity.
Oh,
like, man.
So messed up.
That's what they did with Winnie the Pooh, right?
Just didn't fucking wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Well, the other one that was in the running, it's funny you bring up Mickey Mouse because it's also coming from Oddity Central.
Yeah.
And it was Mickey ears are a new cosmetic procedural fad for pets.
What the fuck?
Sparks controversy in China. People are taking their poor defenseless animals and actually doing surgery on their ears to make them.
If you get cosmetic surgery on your fucking pet,
yeah,
you should have to get it first.
Exactly.
Period.
Thank you. I agree with that. That's why this one didn't make the cut, because I am definitely a big animal lover, come from a long line.
My sister had a Doberman, and I'd never seen a Doberman without their ears done, and hers didn't do their ears. They have like giant hound ears, and it's so fucking cute. It completely changes the look of the dog. It's crazy.
So it didn't look like Batman that could like bite your ass.
Yeah, it didn't look like Ace the Bat Dog. Yeah, it looks like like some dopey looking hound in a good way, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not even going to go down into this one. I was just wanted to bring it up because that's why it didn't win for me, because I was reading it. And I was like, oh, this just gets sad. I was like,
ladies, you heard it here first. He doesn't go down. So keep that in mind.
You know, according to Ripley, I did lay with an Ascavarian once. And I kept trying to tell him that was Star-Lord, man. It wasn't me.
Oh, my God. All those teeth. Oh, my God.
I know. You got to know when to chomp. You got to know when to pull away.
That's what Kenny Rogers said.
And you got to know. What'd you say, David?
That's what Kenny Rogers told us.
Yeah.
You got to know when to fuck a random alien bra. No, yeah, that's right.
Explode a bathroom.
Oh,
kiss a manatee.
And fuck manatee.
Oh, man, I got some lyrics. We could probably use some AI software, come up with a new trailer, add all these, you know.
You got a DMCA strike now. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Jesus. Did anybody else have any other runner-up stories that they, you know, were like, oh, shit, what up somewhere
else? I wasn't smart enough to think maybe we would pick one you'd already done, so... And I said, David, I'll pick two so you don't have to worry about it. And he said, great. And I didn't even fucking think about it, you know? So what are you going to do?
Well, hot damn. Hot damn. Well, I want to know, I'm sure you guys have already talked about it on your podcast a lot. Since we've already done the whole, article thing, we usually do go into some sort of like segmental piece going over something.
Yippee-ki-yay, it's the special segment of the day.
Keep it topical, not like the cream, not like the cream that me and Ripley need to use as much as possible. But
this one goes around your butt. This one goes in your butt. Oh God!
Hey, so how do you guys feel about the UAP disclosures that have been happening so fluidly, and the bill getting blocked, and the Schumer Act, and all this stuff? Me and Ripley have gone on some serious deep dives. I've put him to sleep a few times talking about it.
So the wonderful question. And I think one of the easiest ways to say it is there are people that are telling the truth, or they're telling their truth. They're think, you know, from the government. There's also people out there that are Richard Doty's telling you what you want to fucking hear, what they want you to know. And we did an episode not too long ago where I just read all the things that Lou Elizondo has said about disclosure. It's coming. It'll be next year, next month, blah, blah, blah. All for like 6 years now. And then it was, we'll have it by 2030. At one time, he's like, it's already happened. You know, it's just like, who's pulling the strings? Who's doing whatever? I don't know.
If you're going to jerk me off, take me to dinner first.
Right. You know, the scariest thing to me, and I know I've said this to David before, the scariest thing to me is when we find out that they have no fucking idea what it is.
Yeah.
And we were like giving them way more credit, them being the powers that be, than they're just like, yeah, we don't know.
Yeah.
And that's frightening.
Well, what scares me the most, and I brought it up on our New Year's episode too, is that, you know, they have this opportunity to do this nice, clean disclosure that all the right channels, Grush talked about it, all the right processes. He did the right thing and the whistleblower protocols. You know, he didn't do it dangerously. And now we're on the verge of chaotic, or what do they call it? Catastrophic disclosure of some kind, where someone's just like, well fuck it, Grush, whatever.
I feel like Grush came forward and said, I don't know if this is true, but this is what I've been told.
And then they kind of swept him a little bit under the rug, you know, and that's why I'm like, I feel like that guy's probably telling the truth, his truth, whatever that means.
Yeah, I just
I don't know.
I just don't want to see a whole horde of those weird looking mummified Mexican aliens to come.
I mean, if their finger feels like the finger of God, I'm ready for it.
Come on. That's right.
Just laying of hands on me. It's so benevolent. I want to, I just
Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah. Now, speaking of Jackson Pollock, I'm ready.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So we always usually end up with a little bit of a conspiracy, a little UAP sort of talk, go into a little pop culture, kind of see what's happening in the realm of sci-fi, geekery, comic book world. I'm trying to think of.
Well, can I, it's not even me, but can I beg Flora to toot his own horn?
Yes.
Speaking of paranormal, he's got a documentary coming out.
Tote away. I want to hear.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I got to talk about myself. Fuck. Okay.
Shadows in the Desert, High Strangeness in the Borrego Triangle is coming out March 5th on streaming platforms. So we've been told.
Nice. What platforms?
Well, they haven't given it to us yet, but I'm thinking maybe Prime. Stuff like Tubi, Roku, that kind of stuff is what we've been told. Basically, they said just about everything but Netflix, I think.
That's dope. Can you give like a little tiny snippet, like a sentence or two on like a summary of like what, you know?
Yeah.
It's about tease us like the alien teased Goldie Hawn, please.
Exactly.
So Derek Hayes and I went out and got touched by God in the
2.5 hours of him sleeping in a fucking gremlin in the fucking Borrego Desert. Wait for something to fucking touch him.
Southern California has a large state park called the Anza Borrego State Park, and there's a lot of weird activity that goes on there. High strangeness. UFOs, cryptid sightings, ghost stories, all kinds of just weird shit. And we went out there and talked to people and went to spots and did a couple of little investigations. It's basically we're wondering, I guess you could say, if it's a window area or not, sort of like the Bridgewater Triangle or something like that. And the film is just all about what we explored and the stories and lots of cool stuff.
Major.
Plus he does cool interviews with people. Like, I hope I'm not telling any tales out of school here, but Ryan Sprague from Ancient Aliens and some celebrities who have their own shows who you might have seen on such TV shows with some True Blood action and stuff like that. Some very cool stuff. Very cool.
Is the Ancient Aliens guy? Is it the same one from the
not
memes?
Not that dude. No.
No.
Ryan from Somewhere in the Skies podcast.
It's Ryan Sprague who's on there and a few other shows. And if you like full frontal male nudity,
bring it on.
You're gonna
buckle
love
up.
This thing.
Here's some high strangeness. It was tasteful, though, I thought.
We were aiming for tasteful, so it's great to hear that every time you say that.
You aim as high as you can. That way, when the arrow falls, no one's to blame. So
You still hit the moon? Is that how that goes? Oh, yeah.
I know there's a toilet and a Dunkin' Donuts. I probably hit the moon at one point.
Oh God, I'm suing you.
I'm super excited for that because I'm all about some Skinwalker Ranch vibes. So that sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, thanks for doing this. I really appreciate it. And
hey, we love it.
You know, thanks for thinking of me.
Absolutely and tootingly, my dude.
Yeah. Thanks for keeping your robot and ours in check, so it's perfect. Ours is a little quiet. He's upset that his name wasn't on the Jeffrey Epstein list today that came out. So I told him you're on the cargo, not the manifest list, because you're a robot. But he said him and Prince Andrew are best buddies.
So he wasn't the Stephen Hawking robot voice then?
he was the computer, and he just didn't have anything to do when Stephen was gone. So he's like, I'll do a fucking pilot cast with these guys.
Oh, keep doing
that's the spot. Keep going.
Make it feel like the finger of God.
Jesus Christ.
Just like Mama used to make it. Okay, I'm sorry. We're going. We're going way too down.
I hope he was a freak in the bedroom. Shit on my chest. You know, just something. I don't know.
I'll show you a black hole. Jeez.
Anyway.
Well, this is.
But yeah, thank you guys. Yeah.
No problem. No problem.
Guys, I think I found the correct frequency.
It's about time. I thought we were going to have to put up with these idiots indefinitely.
Hey, now, I'm the only one allowed to tell my mechanical shit scooper to crash himself.
Well, while these guys hash it out, I guess I'll be the adult here, as always. Thanks so much for having us back, Brent. It's been awesome. Awesome meeting you, David. Stay slurred, guys.
Yeah, safe travels, fellas. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Let's go. Don't wait. This episode is over. Honest, it was great. But now it's over. It's over. It's over. I am no longer sober.
Joe Buffett here. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. If you enjoyed our ridiculous content, then get to your nearest cosmic communication device and spread the word to your friends, family, coworkers, or nearby nerf herders. We're available on Spotify, Apple and Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen. If you have an idea for our show or would like to propose a theme, send in an email to closeencountersslurredkind@gmail.com. That's closeencountersslurredkind@gmail.com. Feel free to tweet us or shoot us a message at The Slurred Kind on either Meta, Twitter, or Instagram. If you don't, be sure to follow us on the socials mentioned above, and don't forget to join Ripley, myself, and our droid Zero Frux, and all the other Dimension Hoppers over on our Facebook group, The Antimatter Minute. Now watch your step. It's time to board the Black Swirl so we can continue tumbling down this black hole of hilarity together. Remember, everyone, stay slurred.
Hardcore.